President Bush is in Dakar, Senegal, the first stop on a five-nation tour of Africa. Over the next 5 days, he'll also visit South Africa, Botswana, Uganda, and Nigeria. Shortly after his arrival, the president delivered a speech on race and democracy on Gori Island off the Senegalese coast. It was in the slave house on Gori Island where Africans were kept in the 18th and 19th centuries before being shipped off to North America and into slavery. NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne is traveling with the president. What did the president have to say today?
The president spoke of race and of what he called that dark period in American history. He spoke of slaves in the United States, looking at the words of the Declaration of Independence and asking, why not me? He spoke of the contributions that African Americans, descendants of slaves, have made to America. Among those he mentioned, Frederick Douglass, Sojourner Truth, Martin Luther King. He praised also those black and white, he said, who fought slavery in America. Of course, two of the president's top foreign policy advisors, both with him on this trip, are Colin Powell, the Secretary of State, and Condoleezza Rice. Both are African American. She's the National Security Advisor. The language of the speech, the president said, the stolen sons and daughters of Africa awakened the conscience of America and helped set our nation free. And he said that the racial bigotry fed by slavery did not end with slavery, that it is still a long journey.
Why is he visiting these five countries?
Well, the primary topics he's focusing on here deal with economic development and the fight against HIV/AIDS on the African continent. He has proposed $15 billion over 5 years for that, though the funding hasn't been all approved yet. And if you look at these countries he's visiting, each does allow the president to focus on one of those topics. Senegal, the first stop, again, he's here for less than 6 hours, has a long history of democracy and stability. From here, it's off to South Africa, where he will talk about trade and development. South Africa, of course, an economic powerhouse. Botswana, he goes to. It's a place where the HIV infection rate among adults is frighteningly high, almost 40%. So it's a place to talk about the need to do something there. Uganda, which he visits, has had success in turning the AIDS crisis around. And then Nigeria, the final stop, has the largest population on the continent and is an important oil-producing country.
Yesterday, the White House retracted a key part of the president's State of the Union speech, where he said the British government had learned that Saddam Hussein had tried to obtain significant quantities of uranium in Africa. And that was part of the president's rationale for going to war. What do they say about that now?
They say that the statement was based on faulty British intelligence. It was based on forged documents from the African country of Niger, and that the president should not have made that statement, that it was false. But they also make the larger point that this does not change the White House view on weapons of mass destruction, and that the president still believes weapons of mass destruction will be found.
There's a U.S. military assessment team in Liberia. Has the administration made a decision whether to participate in an international peacekeeping mission there?
No, in fact, the president spoke to us briefly at a meeting he had with some regional leaders here, presidents from countries in the area, and he said that he has yet to make a decision. Military advisors are on the ground, but the White House continues to assess the situation, and he also, though, insisted that Liberia's president, Charles Taylor, must go.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne with the president in Dakar, Senegal.